father has been charged in connection with the Penn State fraternity drug ring. And surprise, the dad is a prominent lawyer who was trying to obstruct the case and hide the drugs. Mm.
We have our official attorney, Lisa Lanier, on the phone to help break this down. Good morning, Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hey, good morning. Yeah, this dad, you know, he wasn't involved in the drug operation as it was ongoing. And it was a big operation. 13 students have been charged. His son was accused as one of the two ringleaders. They would travel to Philadelphia and New York City, and they would purchase large amounts of cocaine, bring it back. And they were fraternity guys. And so they would go to their fraternity house at Delta Upsilon and Sigma Chi, and they would have their fellow fraternity guys, including forcing pledges to do this, allegedly. And they would process the drugs, weigh them, cut them, package them, then sell them to students. And it was a massive operation. They're charged with really serious felonies. But what the father, Paul Robinson, did, he's the managing partner of a very well-known Pittsburgh firm. And what he did was he hid a safe for them that contained cash and drugs. And he also did other things that they say hindered the investigation. So he's charged with felonies, evidence tampering, and hindering investigation. And it's serious. And he's likely to lose, of course, his law license and go to prison. The charges each carry various penalties, 2 years, 7 years. So altogether, he's facing about 10 years in prison.
That's a little long, isn't
Man.
It?
Man.
A little long.
Seems a little light.
Well, I think that cocaine now, it used to be hardcore drug, and now it just seems like it's, compared to all the other drugs, not that big of a deal.
Mm. Well, the boys that were doing the drug distribution are facing much, much more serious penalties. But the dad, you know, these are just, you know, cumulatively, that's what they could add up to. It's not necessarily likely that he'll do 10 years. That's what he faces, a maximum. But he probably won't do quite that much. But he will, the Pennsylvania State Bar will take his license.
What about the students? How long are they facing?
Oh, they're facing much more serious charges, like 20 years and plus.
Really?
As a college kid? Felony. Felony, the scale of what they were doing was massive, and these are serious felonies. And cocaine is still classified as a very serious, I mean, it has not been declassified the way marijuana has been.
And they're
selling it to students, and they're forcing these pledges to do it as part of their hazing process.
Well, they don't have to do it, only if they want to be in the fraternity.
Coercing. But, and they're not just like, doing drugs at a party. This is like, you heard Lisa said they were cutting the drugs, they're weighing the drugs, they're packaging the manual, like all the different,
going
and then selling.
State lines,
yes, like,
and
I mean, this
stuff,
is a massive operation.
I just think, you know, selling some cocaine to another student, I don't think you should be in jail.
Are you just saying that just to be contrary?
No, I swear.
Really?
Are you saying it's because you have
heroin.
A son in college?
Is that what? Are you hiding a safe?
Yeah.
Somewhere? Do you?
What's in your safe?
Are you serious? Even if it's like not just a one-off, but it's like a massive drug deal?
Maybe it's.
Lisa is really questioning you right now.
Maybe if it's a massive drug ring, but I don't think selling some cocaine to another college.
They're not just selling the cocaine.
Well, that's the big one.
Whole network.
The whole deal.
What do they call that when you are transporting drugs? There's a term.
You're
a
mule.
You're a mule.
Yeah, but there's another term.
Trafficking.
Trafficking.
Drug kingpin. Trafficking. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Drug trafficking. That's
These
a whole
are college
other
kids. That, you know, they're kids still.
They clearly have a business plan.
They
had a very good business plan, until they got caught.
Yeah.
This brings up this question that we talk about all the time, because we're all parents. How far would you go to protect your kid? Right.
We've
talked about it in the context of kids who are murderers or kids who are, you know, would you hide them? And here, you know, dad is seeing that his son is in trouble and he's trying to throw the cops off with, you know, hindering their investigation. And he's hiding their drugs and their cash that are in a safe. I mean, how far would you guys go to do that?
Jason would be a part of the ring. But,
clearly.
I wouldn't be a part of the ring. I'm just saying they're kids and they're selling cocaine to other kids. And from what I understand, from what Landon has told me going to school, it's rampant. It's not like it used to be where it's like, oh my gosh, it's the worst drug ever. It's like, you know, when you start getting into the new drugs like meth and fentanyl and heroin, maybe that's not new. The cocaine is almost like it used to be when we were going to school, like weed.
Mm. But it doesn't mean it is like weed. It's kind of like your fentanyl and smoking thing. You're like, or not fentanyl, I'm sorry, vaping and smoking.
There's a big difference.
But cocaine is as Rick James said, a hell of a drug. Yeah, this is not some like minor thing. People can, you know, have overdoses and problems, and it can ruin your life. Mm-hmm.
And then you're making them do it to be able to be a part of your fraternity.
Right.
And it's like, well, you had the choice.
And the trafficking. Now, to answer your question, Lisa, I do think we always say I wouldn't do anything to, you know, to throw people off or for my kids if they did it. Like, you, I don't know, if you're like, man, they're facing all this time in prison, you might end up doing something dumb.
You could.
Being short. Would you hide the safe? Jerry, would you hide the safe?
I probably. I mean,
you would.
I don't know. Well, now that I know, if I'm like going,
it'd be hard to say no to your kid about
that. I'd have to go to ChatGPT and see what I'm facing. And if they're like, you're facing 10 years, I'm like, oh, I can't go to prison. But I'd almost want to do anything I could to like make it so that my son wasn't guilty,
to protect them.
Because you're like, they're going to prison for the next 20 or 30 years.
My point is, they learn their lesson after going to prison for a few years.
Okay.
These are kids. They don't need to be going to prison for 20 years. I seriously think that a college kid, if Landon was in part of the drug ring and he was sentenced to even a year, I don't think he would ever do it again. Putting these kids away for 10 to 15 to 20 years, I don't think that does anything bad. If anything, it makes things worse because they're not even living in society.
Well, they'll probably plea bargain it down. I mean, when we talk about, you know, facing up to its maximum, and usually to get the maximum, you have to have like some kind of priors or something. But here it was pretty egregious. I mean, I think, you know, the fact that they were, particularly what's a bad look for these kids is that they were making these pledges do it in order to be considered to be in the fraternity. And that's pretty bad. But, and the fact that they were selling it on such a large scale, also a bad look. But I still think because they are first time offenders and they're young and they have access, even though their dad's going down big time as a lawyer, they have access to good legal representation.
But how long do you think a student...
How long do you think a student would go?
Right, but they have access to others, but not him. Right.
How long do you think a student at that college for being a part of that will go to prison for?
You know, it's hard to say because there is such public outcry about it right now, but I mean, I would think it would be like 5 years or something if they can. I mean, they may not even be able. So the sentencing guidelines sometimes, and I don't know if that's too much in the weeds, but sometimes the sentencing guidelines won't let the judge go below a certain. So it might be like 10. You know, the sentencing guidelines are very strict in a lot of these serious felony cases, so that people can't kind of manipulate the system and buy their way out of stuff. So there may be a minimum that they have to meet that's pretty onerous.
And Jason, I don't think, you know, I think 5 years, okay, I get it. These kids are not as stupid as you're making them out to
be. I'm not saying stupid. They're not
as innocent and childlike as you think they are.
I didn't say that, but
they're running a massive operation.
They're still younger kids doing something stupid.
I agree that it is a younger kid doing something stupid, but on the scale, the degree to which they have they've done it, it is outstanding.
And think about the people they were affiliating themselves with in New York and Philadelphia. These are serious, like, drug kingpins.
Right.
And these kids were a part of that operation.
Yeah,
Lisa,
yeah.
What about this? What if they snitched on who they got the drugs from?
That probably will happen.
You know, that's probably that's a good out for them.
What I would do.
It
and then risk
would.
Like dying, you know,
for the rest
revenge.
Of your life.
Yeah, and then moving across the country, you know, for that. But yeah, that's crazy to me that, you know, they should take a business class. They could get an A in a business class.
When they get out of prison.
They could, you know.
They can take those classes in prison, probably.
Good. Yeah. Look at that.
I think that our justice system, I know you're going to be, I'm surprised you're not with me on this, Katie.
Why?
I think our justice system can be too, except on certain things, just too much.
I think 100% when it's too much, when you're, you know, in college and maybe you bought weed or sold weed, okay? But this is... Again, I don't know how else, the sheer size of this operation to me is like not just small pennies.
How would you feel, though, if you had a kid? Because I've known this in college, too. How would you feel if a kid was like, my roommate was selling acid and he was selling it, a lot of it. I don't think he was getting from major drug pins, but he was selling acid to a lot of people. Do you think he should go away for 5 years?
Probably.
No, I think it should be less because, again, he's not doing this whole organization and weighing and selling all the drugs. No.
I mean, I have to know how much he was selling.
Mm-hmm.
If anybody got hurt from it or died from it or.
Yeah. I mean, there's a lot of factors there for sure. But
and he sounds like he was a low man on the totem pole. Like, these were the big guys. These were the guys that were, you know, top down running the operation.
Well, Lisa, you're great as always.
Thank
we appreciate you.
Lisa.
If you're ever injured, contact her right away at hireaheavyweight.com. That's hireaheavyweight.com.